I usually, I think I learn English not in the class, but I usually watch some gamers. They play online and such as in the Twitch. They record they playing and they have some commentary, and I usually I like to watch how to play, and they are usually talking English and just demonstrate how they play the games. I think I have learned many English from there.
So, do you remember any slangs or fun things they've said when they're commenting on the gameplay?
When they are when they got very lucky or very unlucky, such as what the heck? have a very very funny pronunciation, and I think it's quite interesting to learn English in this way.
Have you ever thought of doing the same thing when you play a video game and try to comment on it? Have you ever thought of that?
No, because I'm not a very talkative person. I can't play games and comment it at the same time. Yeah, I think it's very difficult to do it. They are very talented.
So imagine there is a favorite gamer or favorite commentary person that you like from Twitch. If he comes up to you and says hi to you, what would you talk about with him?
Just get very excited and want to ask him how he just want to ask how about his normal life, what he does in the normal life.
If you were a little shy, how would you overcome your shyness in speaking English with the commentary person?
I think if I talk more, I would have a improvement and become and talk more fluent. I think talk more is important.
So I understand it takes courage to talk to native speakers sometimes. So what place do you think is suitable for you to start, you know, practicing a little bit by little?
Just like here in the canteen, a very big place. When you are having a lunch with other such as a foreign schoolmate, I think it's better to have a chat in a small room. It's more nervous to talk in English.
So if the school has an English learning center, would you be interested in going if they have a...
No.
Oh, do you mind telling me why?
First of all, you have to book you have to reserve a time session, and you don't know who you are talking to. You don't know, you even don't know what will be going on in this session. And I think talking to friends is more comfortable to me.
Yeah, I understand that. So how about for our next question, what is your most memorable English reading experience?
I seldom read English books, but because my major is computer engineering, I have to use Google to help me to learn much about codings or other computer architecture or something. And my small memorable English learning experience is the Wikipedia. I usually learn I usually study by searching the information in Wikipedia to help me to learn my subject. Yeah.
So do you remember anything you're struggling with or you like the most when you're reading Wikipedia or other textbook materials?
When I study the textbook, the most struggling part is the passage is too long to read. They express the concept in a very very long, very troublesome and very messy way. I don't know why they just a little concept. They express them to a very large passage. Although it would look more beautiful, but I think it's not an efficient way to learn.
So for yourself, what do you think like you need to improve most on English?
I think speaking and the writing, because I'm very lazy in my secondary school. I do not study hard in the grammar or the yes, I do not have much practice. It taught me have a very limited knowledge in about grammar. When I write an essay, I can only have some simple structures in a paragraph, but I cannot write a very beautiful essay. I think I have to improve it.